أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا تالله لقد أثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين Sadaqallahul Azim. These are verses 91, 92 and 93 of Surah Yusuf. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, in his very unique way, divulged his identity, and at the same time he made it clear that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been kind upon him. The brothers now realized that this Aziz, this minister, this person that had been so kind and generous upon us, was our brother, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. The first remarks and the first response, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. By the oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had preferred you upon us. They now realized that how much they tried to subdue Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, how much they tried to separate Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam from his father Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam. All their plots had failed. They sold him as a slave for a very meager amount to move him away from their way so that they, in their mind, their father will have more love for them. But all of that did not work. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had another way of elevating the status of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And this teaches us the very important lesson that izzat, honor, is all in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grants it to whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. No matter how much we may subdue a person, no matter how much we may disgrace and dishonor a person, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to honor an individual, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will do it in his way. That day he would have been in Canaan, and he would have been the beloved of his father. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's desire was to move him to Misr and to place him on the throne of Egypt. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. And certainly we are the wrongdoers. Now this is a very important aspect, that here there is admission. They admitted the fact that they were wrong. They admitted the fact that they were sinful. They have defaulted. They have made an error. And in that, some ulama say at this point, they sought forgiveness from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Now all that was done to Yusuf alayhi salam was inhumane. At that age, whatever was done, and even if it was done at a later age, a later stage, however, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam's response is a very great lesson for each and every one of us. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam's response, that there will be no reproach upon you today, and as a matter of fact, from today onwards, reproach, I will not even bring this issue, this matter on my tongue. Forget the fact that I have forgiven you and everything else, but we will not speak about all of this. And this is the height of akhlaq and the height of character, the height of forbearance and the height of pardoning and forgiving. We will recall when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, when he had conquered Makkah, he had gone into Baytullah, and when he had come out, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the people of Makkah at that time. They had not embraced Islam, and they were those people that forcefully removed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Makkah Mukarrama. They were the ones that was thirsty for his blood. They were hungry for his life, and they had created a misery for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the persecutions. But we will find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the people of Makkah, O people of Makkah, what do you think I am? And what do you think I would do? They responded that you are our brother, you are the son of our brother, you are most kind, most honorable. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated these words, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, that there will be no reproach upon you. Whatever has been done, had been done. And when we look at the history, the biography of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the entire Madani life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the first khutbah when he had entered Madina Munawwara. There was no mention about Makkah and the difficulties of Makkah. Yes, we will find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself speaking about some of the difficulties of Makkah, but that had a different approach. There were many that embraced Islam later on, and they had not the opportunity to witness the persecutions of Makkah, the difficulties of Makkah Mukarramah. And in order for those to embrace and to honor and respect those that embraced Islam earlier, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would mention some of these incidents. But otherwise, it was not mentioned to reproach anyone. It was not mentioned to remind anyone. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, I have forgiven you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive you also. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am the one that ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most merciful of all those who would show mercy. Now it comes in a narration, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then asked them about the condition of his father. It was then that it was said to Yusuf alayhi salam that our father is in a condition of blindness because of the separation he had from you. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, idhabu bi qamisi hada, then take this upper garment of mine, the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam. Amazing is the incidents and the narrations with regards to this garment, this kurta of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was placed in the fire of Namrut, then he was unclothed. And then when he was taken out from that fire by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought an upper garment, a kurta from Jannah. And that was placed on Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Obviously something from Jannah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had treasured. When he passed away, it went into the legacy, into the inheritance of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam had looked after this garment, and then it came into the legacy and inheritance of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. But Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam did not keep it with him. He placed it in a tube and then put it around the neck of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When he, Yusuf alayhi salam, was thrown into the well, they unclothed him, they removed his upper garment. At that time when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come to the well, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam opened this tube and placed this kurta on Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak body and told him the incidents, the history of this kurta. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had preserved it, and he knew that such a garment coming from Jannah, placed on Ibrahim alayhi salam, worn by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspired him at that time to say to them that take this kurta, فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي, and place it on the face of your father, يَأْتِ basira, then he will get sight. Sight will once again come back to him. He was inspired once again. Jibreel alayhi salam had come down, informed Yusuf alayhi salam that this is the way forward, and this is what Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had done. Ulama have written that this was worn by so many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If perchance it was not even from Jannah, then also it was something that was blessed and mubarak. Wa'tuni bi ahlikum ajma'in, and bring your ahl, your family, all of them to me. Here he does not mention, bring your father and the, bring my father and the family, for the simple reason of respect. He was unable to move from his post, and hence the difficulties in Canaan was also something Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had understood and realized, and Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam in this way invites his entire family to Egypt. Coming back to the very beginning, the question to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that how did the Bani Israel leave from Canaan, from Palestine, and how did they come to Misr? This is the incident that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll continue after Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, after Fajr, inshallah. We have been requested to do Surah Yasin. So inshallah, if Allah wills, we'll start Surah Yasin from tomorrow. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.